Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishnah Yomi is almost done with Bava Kamma. We are in Chapter 9, Mishnayot 10 and 11. Now, we saw yesterday that if a son stole from his own father, and then the father passed away, he needs to return to other family members. He can't keep any for himself. The Mefarshim do say that if he was the only heir, then what he could do is to pledge everything to tzedakah, and when the tzedakah fund comes to collect, he could give them that asset, and that would set things right if there's no one else to give it to. Now, Mishnah Yud continues the general theme. What happens if a son is not technically, legally able to acquire the Yerusha, the inheritance his father leaves to him? Ha'omer livno, the father says to the son, in this case, konam yaton nehene mishali. There's a ban, he's making a neder. Konam is a lashon of ban, of like a carbon. We explained in Nedarim, konam is like a slang term, a kinui term for carbon. So he's making it forbidden to his son to have any benefit from the property of the father. So imet, if the father passes away, yirashenu, the son could indeed inherit that property. Of course, divide it with the other children, but if he's the only heir, he would get all of the property. Now, the idea here is that the father is saying, my property, you can't benefit from by force of this neder, this konam, this ban. But once he dies, it's no longer his property. You can't take anything with you. The moment he passes, the inheritance passes to the son, and now it's his own property he's enjoying from. But the Mishnah brings a variation. If the father had said, Bahayav Vimoto, father had said, I'm banning you during my lifetime and after death. So imet lo yirashenu, the son cannot take possession of the father's property. But Yachazir Levonav Elachiv, and he has to return his share to the other sons of the father, his paternal brothers, or the brothers of his father, his uncles. Im Einlo, if there's no one else, Love, he can borrow money, Uvalichov Bavi Nefrain, and the creditors can come and collect from the father's estate. We learned in Nedarim, even if you ban someone else from having enjoyment from you, you could still use your own money to pay that person's debts. That's mavriach ari, that's like scaring a lion away from someone else. So we see, of course, it's important and sometimes an intimidating thing to pay off one's debts, but a very important mitzvah to help other people pay their debts as well. And of course, the other eitzah that we mentioned, he could pledge tzedakah, and then the tzedakah fund would come and collect from these assets, would also be available. On to Mishnah Yud Aleph 11, a gozel at a ger, somebody steals from a convert, God forbid, a terrible thing to do. The Torah in many, many places, many psukim, warn us to be especially welcoming and friendly and charitable to converts. And they say, you know, we were treated as you know, foreigners and strangers in other nations and in Mitzrayim as well. So before he can return the money, the ger passes away. The convert is no longer available to return the money to, and he didn't have any children. So he has no heirs. So the thief, he has no one to return it to. There's no heirs to the convert. He has to pay the keren and chomesh, the principal and the penalty, to the kohanim who are on duty at the temple that week. And the asham, of course, goes to the mizbeach. It's an offering. It's a carbon. Shnemar ve'im ein la'ish goel la'hashiva asham elav. If there is no goel, a goel can mean a redeemer. It can also mean an heir. To return the asham, the guilt payment here, the penalty payment, to him, ha'asham amushav l'ashem. The guilt payment should be returned to Hashem, l'kohen, to the kohanim who are on duty. Mevod ele kiparim, asher yachaper bo alav. Aside from the ram of kapara, of atonement, which is the asham, which will provide him atonement. Hayamale et a kesiv et asham. So what if the thief, he's trying to do tshuva, he realizes he did something truly terrible, truly awful, to steal from a convert and then to make a shvua, to deny owing him anything. So he's bringing the money up to Yerushalayim and the carbon. He wants to set things right. It's Elul v'met. And now the thief passes away. Hakesif yinotan levonov. You could actually give the money to the sons of the thief. Remember, the convert here had no sons, but the thief, he has sons. So the money could go to them. It doesn't have to be given to the kohanim. Asham yirach yistav, and the asham is person specific, so they cannot recycle the carbon asham. It has to go out to the flock until it gets a blemish where it's no longer able to be a carbon, so it loses its sanctity via mukher, and then it can be sold. The blue dumb of the nedava, and that money from that animal that should have been an offering, but the offerer has passed away, it has to go to the voluntary fund to bring other offerings in the temple. And we'll see in detail when we learn about Kodshim that there are certain specific karbanot, like the hatats, the sin offering, and the asham, the guilt offering, that are person-specific. And if the person is no longer available, he's achieved atonement through another offering, he maybe lost the first one for a time, or he's now passed away, there's nothing you can do with this animal. And it's really, it's a reminder, once someone's passed away, there's nothing they can do themselves to achieve atonement, to rectify, you know, what they might have caused during their lifetime. So Baruch Hashem, it's Elul, it's time to get rectifying. Tizku le mitzvot.